8:23, meeting the movers and shakers and the women who have done so very well and have risen to the occasion and caught our attention for this new class, the class of 2021 of WJR's Women Who Lead here on the Paul W. Smith Show. We've done this now, I think Ann said 11 years, and it's a great program, and we're thrilled to be able to do this, to present these fine people to you. Our next recipient works to achieve literacy for everyone, transforming the lives of students, creating stronger communities through an intensive tutoring program that helps students achieve grade-level proficiency and beyond in reading. Our next recipient is Pamela Good, Beyond Basics co-founder and CEO. And Pamela, we've known you and your friend Jack Krasula he always was a champion for you. That's how I first met you, in fact, Jack talking about you and singing your praises. Yeah. And man, oh man, that was a number of years ago, and you have done a tremendous job. Tell everyone about Beyond Basics. Here's that opportunity.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having us here, and I want to thank WJR, Lear, GM for highlighting our literacy work. It's a really important solution. So thank you. You want to know where we are right now?
Sure. I know you'll only be there for a short time because you keep growing.
Yes. Yeah. So because of the private-public partnership we have right now, I mean, we've had Art Van Foundation, General Motors, Wayne and Joan Weber step up to fund our initiative. And we've been beneficiaries of this stimulus money. And so right now we're funded to tutor 3,000 kids. And, Paul, what we need are tutors. So as we get more tutors, we're able to reach those students.
How do they reach out to you to say, I want to be a tutor?
Our website, beyondbasics.org.
Beyondbasics.org. It's for that work, the Beyond Basics methods, unlocking the miracle and power of reading for those who need it most. For that reason and many others, we congratulate Pamela Good, Beyond Basics co-founder and CEO, and welcome her to the WJR 2021 Class of Women Who Lead.
Thank you. Thank
Congratulations.
You so much.
Veronica McNally is here. She is the founder of the Franny Strong Foundation. She also hosts a program on WJR with Ann Thomas called Why I Vaccinate. It's heard once a month on WJR. And I must say, the great work you've done, Veronica, is through the pain of major loss. And it's always impressive to see how people react to going through a major loss. And you reacted after the death of your three-month-old daughter, Francesca, to whooping cough in 2012, and therefore you started the Franny Strong Foundation. Congratulations, and thank you for that. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today. We really wanted to prevent other families from having to go through what we went through. And as a part of that process, we decided we would create a foundation to provide parents with accurate information about vaccines and vaccine-preventable diseases. We founded the I Vaccinate campaign, and we were fortunate to be able to partner with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to launch that campaign in March of 2017. Parents can visit I Vaccinate to get answers to their questions, to do the best thing that they can do for their child to protect them against these diseases.
Well, it's great work that you do, but it also reminds you of your little baby every time you do that work.
It's true. We are really fortunate to be able to honor her every day through this work. We celebrate her life.
Well, it's a wonderful, as I said in the beginning, it's a wonderful thing to see what you've done with such tragedy. And you've said, we don't want this to happen to anyone else. If there's any way we can do that, which is why the Why I Vaccinate program has come along, the Franny Strong Foundation, and I should point out that Veronica McNally is the only Michigander, I think, on the Centers for Disease Control's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. Do I have that right?
That's right.
That's a big deal.
Thank you.
And what they're trying to do now, and some people agree, some people don't agree, but science is science, and they have recommended emergency use approval for the three COVID-19 vaccines. I promise you, you are going to need a booster, not just people of a certain age, but we're finding that, because this is all new, we're finding that those vaccines don't last forever, and you need to get boosters. But that's not unusual in the world of vaccinations. It's for this and so much more, Veronica McNally, the founder of the Franny Strong Foundation, that we welcome you into the WJR 2021 Class of Women Who Lead. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
As we continue here on a very special edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on this Friday, November 18th, introducing to you to very special women, women who lead. And by the way, we've had 11 classes. We will have a 12th class and a 13th and on, because there are that many women who lead within the sound of my voice on WJR.